WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:04, sunny skies and 48 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance, with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. Well, traffic on Interstate 80 eastbound in northwestern Cass County is moving once again following a semi-rollover that happened at around 6:30 this morning, about 1/2 mile west of the Marnie exit. Emergency crews from Atlantic and Marnie responded to the scene along with the Iowa State Patrol and Cass County Sheriff's deputies. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan said the accident scene was cleaned up and traffic resumed flowing just before 9 a.m. Kennan says an Interstate Batteries truck crashed, causing batteries it was carrying to be scattered along the roadway. There were no injuries reported, and the name of the driver has not yet been released. News time is 9:05.
It happens. You listen to the voice telling you about all the money you'll save when you call 1-800-CHEAP-INSURANCE or apply online. So you do it. You think you made a wise choice, and you know your premiums will be the lowest you could find. But did that 800 number voice tell you he'd be there if you had a claim? Or did you read the fine print online? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your allied insurance agents in Atlantic. I hear it all the time from people who tell me they were told how cheap their premiums would be and that they bought the cheap coverage. But when it happened, they were left making phone calls, leaving messages, and playing phone tag. Then when the check came, it didn't come close. The problem is, cheap premiums don't necessarily mean premier service. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
A backhoe being hauled by a truck struck a bridge south of Oakland Monday afternoon, causing about $250,000 damage to the bridge and $8,000 damage to the backhoe. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department spokesman Sergeant Dwayne Ritchie told KJAN News 32-year-old Travis Meyer of Atlantic was driving a 1990 Mack truck hauling a Caterpillar backhoe, which was traveling westbound on Highway 92 at around 3 p.m. when the boom of the backhoe, which was too high to pass under the bridge, struck multiple supports for the Highway 59 overpass. Following the impact, the truck and its cargo came to rest about 70 yards west of Highway 59 on the north shoulder of Highway 92. The backhoe is owned by Bluffs Paving and Utility in Crescent. The Harlan Police Department on Monday issued a cumulative arrest report. The report covers incidents and arrests having occurred since August 26th. Most recently, on September the 11th, authorities say an arrest warrant was issued for 26-year-old Zachary Scheffler of Harlan. The warrant was issued after officers were called to a domestic disturbance in the 400 block of 6th Street, during which Scheffler allegedly assaulted a woman during an argument. Scheffler had been released earlier in the day on $2,000 bond in association with an aggravated serious misdemeanor charge of driving while barred habitual offender. And as we told you during our news last Friday, 14-year-old Brian Wilkie was arrested September 9th on a felony charge of extortion after allegedly demanding money and or goods from the mother of a 12-year-old girl who allegedly had taken inappropriate pictures of herself and sent them to Wilkie in the form of a text message. Wilkie was allegedly willing to trade those pictures to the girl's mother in exchange for $6,000 and or unspecified goods. And the HPD said that 17-year-old Jesse Gregg of Paola, Kansas, was cited on April the 9th for being a minor in possession of tobacco. The citation was issued after authorities were called to a disturbance in the 1800 block of 10th Street. Gregg was cited for the offense and released. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency yesterday said they were reducing the fire danger rating in the county to moderate. The rating had been set to high this past week and in weeks prior in the extreme category. Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert said Monday that the current weather conditions have opened up a window of opportunity for those who have been holding off on burning piles of debris or CRP ground. Seibert said conditions through this coming Thursday will be better than they have been for several weeks. After Thursday, it looks like fall drying conditions will continue and the grasslands will continue to die off. Seibert reminds Shelby County residents to use extreme caution with all burns and to contact your local fire chief or EMA if you have any questions about what the best time of day is to conduct an open burn and the safest method to do so. Well, Adams County is one of seven counties or communities across the state to be nominated for a Prettiest Painted Places in America award. The other nominees include Albia, Decorah, Greater Des Moines, Grinnell, Orange City, and Pella. The competition is sponsored by the Paint Quality Institute, or PQI, whose mission is to educate the public about quality paints and coatings. The prettiest painted places Adams County was nominated because of its picturesque area, nestled in the rolling hills of southwestern part of the state. The PQI says the county is dotted with beautiful communities and nicely painted homes and businesses. Over the next few weeks, the seven Iowa communities will vie with nearly 200 nominees from other states for regional and national honors as judges with expertise in color selection, exterior painting, and home improvement review the entries, conduct additional research, and make selected site visits. Finalists will be announced later this month. The nation's 12 prettiest painted places will be revealed in mid-October. The Paint Quality Institute has conducted its competition twice before, most recently in the year 2000. Its purpose is to vividly show how an attractive paint color scheme can greatly enhance the curb appeal of any structure's exterior. A wide variety of places have been entered in the competition: big city neighborhoods, tiny rural towns, historical districts, main streets, and communities with exterior mural programs. The nominees range from well-known places such as Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and Napa, California, to hidden gems like Vashon Mare Island in Washington and Bellbuckle, Tennessee. The names and locations of all the nominees are posted on the Paint Quality Institute website at blog.paintquality.com. I'll have a look at the funeral announcements coming up next.
After 21 trips from the truck to his dorm room, you finally have him moved in. You helped him set up everything from his computer to his microwave and mini fridge to the TV and Blu-ray, not to mention all the speaker wire. Now, have you thought about the idea that it happens, like a storm going through, knocking out all the power and frying all those electronics, or those nice young men down the hall through a huge party? Does he even lock his dorm room? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your allied insurance agent in Atlantic. Many insurance policies will cover your kid's stuff on your homeowner's policy when they're at school, but some don't cover his belongings if he lives in an apartment rather than the dorm. Some don't cover anything once he lives away from home. What does your policy say? Maybe it's time to review it. If you find that he may not be covered, I'll show you a renter's policy from Allied that will allow you to rest easy. Call today and let me help, because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In the funeral announcements, Lee Clemenson, age 92, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Lee Clemenson will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Bernice Kaufman, age 93, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A fellowship luncheon for Bernice Kaufman will be held this evening from 6 until 7 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church, followed by a 7:30 p.m. graveside service at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Marlene Herr, age 76, of Atlantic, died Friday. Graveside services for Marlene Herr will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Anita Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Norma Antover, age 90, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Norma Antover will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Dedham. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ethel Brenneman, age 95, of Iowa City and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday. Graveside services for Ethel Brenneman will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Bob Ellis, age 90, of Stewart, died Sunday. A memorial service for Bob Ellis will be on Friday at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Dolores Kaufman, age 84, of York, Nebraska, and formerly of Marnie, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dolores Kaufman will be Friday at 10 a.m. at the Redline Church of Christ in Redline, Iowa. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Anthony Weiss, age 49, of Denver, Colorado, died September 15th. Services for Anthony Weiss are currently pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. The Sky Scan forecast is next.